floor structure shrunk, so I'm going to give you the floor to get started here.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Maybe I appreciate you letting me to put me in a position to be able to give service to Congress with this new substitute sponsorship that was made for those others.
We need it. He's here. He's right here with us.
He's your co-sponsor.
Yes, always.
Always.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, let me go ahead and skip to it. ONCA 1694 was the major division appropriation bill for the Language and Cultural Resource Division. Working with the budget analysts, we come up with this community substitute, have it here for your consideration. The parts to it include the very end listing under division composition, Language and Cultural Resources Division. We listed all the budgets that were attached to the federal and technical branch documents that were submitted to the budget in July 15th. You can see this kind of laundry list, different programs here. And of course, not in this program, that might be outside of the departments of the organization. We, as discussed and articulated in Congress, we had been looking for a way to work with big numbers at the top to make our adjustments there based on certain premises, and what we felt were reasonable assumptions that were occurring in the absence of any more specific documentation. We thought could be applied evenly and proportionally throughout the line items. There are projected to be separate funding bills, appropriation bills for merit and base pay adjustments. These have been backed out of the private appropriation and proportionately backed out of the line items based on their contribution to the total appropriation. We've also used the budget from July 15th. Somebody said, well, why did you do that? And why not use the budgets from September 1st or August 26th? We felt like that best represented the initial effort in the executive branch to state their budgetary needs prior to transfer certain expense monies and operations from the gaming commission to the gaming enterprise. We're all aware that there were certain expenses that were no longer required to be covered in the executive branch and they could be transferred to the enterprise board. We felt that needed to be accounted for. The question is how best to implement such an adjustment in effect of the this committee of Congress. And so I have a budget analyst here. I think he's more articulate in describing that method, but it really started from the top and worked down. And I just, for lack of a better term, and my colleague, Congressman Whitehorn, has preferred the term, but for lack of a better term, it was an appropriation from the top down. Sorry, you'll see it's top down, but that's what I say or not. You can see where it came from. And really, that's what we're going to talk about the budget. That's what we an appropriation at the top, and then the line items will be brought down accordingly. So it seemed to be like a reasonable, somewhat equal response. But we had to go back to those budgets in July to be able to, you know, to back out the disbursement of those surveillance monies. And it was the only way to get there because it all came out before that decision was made. This is the committee. I'll get asked the budget analyst to come up and present it.
Okay, Eli, go ahead and come up here in a second. I'll
talk
to him bubblehead, but I just want to tell the committee that before we make any amendments, to make sure that we made this mistake last time is adopt this first before we move for any amendments.
I'll make a motion to adopt the committee substitute for bill number ONCA 1694 stamped in on September 22nd at 9:40 a.m.
Motion made and second to adopt the committee substitute for 1694. All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. And member, Mr. Pacquiao, report.
One thing that you'll see that kind of
varies on this piece of, to the other piece of, is the direction and discretion of the office and sub. If there were increases identified, or that we could identify or extrapolate, those were included in the sub. For instance, from the varying support level data, we were able to identify the increases for ANA grant, which was the immersion program part. So the increases have been included in this piece of. So, walking through kind of how we got there. Without that additional funding, this is what your committee sub would look like. Almost $4,000 being appropriated for the vision. However, what we were able to do with this specifically is identify the support documentation scheme on 817, married with the support documentation scheme on 836. The difference between the two being an increase. So the committee sub is in for you, it moves back to July 15th, which is essentially makes the adjustment for the additions of $3.8 million from gaming surveillance, and then we add in the difference between these two numbers and get you to the numbers that are included for the more expenses.
Okay, so we had discussed pulling out the donations for $82,680. Which are comprised of American Legion Auxiliary, Drum Keepers, Post 198, Marine Corps Detachment, War Mothers, Great Force, War Mothers, Comedy, and putting that in a separate appropriation bill. So do we need to take that out of this committee substitute?
Yes.
And adjust the total supporting one?
If you want to answer that, please do. But that piece of information has been filed.
It's been filed and not passed yet, so if we make the projection now, we're assuming that it's going to be passed. And I'm not saying it that year, but I'm saying we're near the way that the bill is passed, there's still a possibility it will be passed. But assuming it does, you're right. We take that all out of the division entities and back that amount, I guess just close above and below the line items.
Madam Chair,
can you
show us? Spot on that, that the donations are identifiable as the travel funds for the support documentations in 186. Although there's variance in the number of what was spent on 817 to 826, we'll all arrive at a number based on what's in the appropriation position. Those are strictly tribal dollars. Those can't be reduced from the tribal appropriation
position. Where is that piece of legislation? Where is that? Is that the committee?
Oh, yes it is, I'm sorry. It'll be on Monday.
So we want to pass this out and amend it on the floor and wait for, I don't see it as a, I don't think it's
not going to pass. Because otherwise it goes out like that. So either way, essentially, we're agreeing.
As long as someone remembers to amend this on the floor, otherwise $82,860. $680 is going to go out in this bill and a separate one.
Which is why I don't have a problem with you right now. It's either you're approving it here or it's coming up there, so I don't know if there's really a risk that will pass in Congressman
Talk. I'm with you, Madam Chair. The reason we didn't incorporate that before we brought it in is not that now we're being presumptuous. But if I want to do or not do, I think that we simply made those changes. Certainly with no intent to support or not support the bill, and I think it could be done now. I'm fine with that. Would you like us to?
Just wondering if executive knows that or is aware that we were going to pull that out and for the reasons why. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Well, and this is, I'm just speaking as one member, but since executive takes the position that once you all have an appropriation, you can determine how that money is distributed any way you want, I felt like it's safer for these entities, these cultural organizations that get donations, they're used to a certain amount. It's kind of been not set in stone, but they almost expected what they get. And we didn't want to take the chance of them not getting the amount that they normally get, or one district getting more than the other. And so our approach on how to fix that was that we should take that out and make it a separate appropriation, same amount of money that you're requesting, and just make it a separate appropriation so that donations are in an appropriated bill separate from a division.
Assistant Chief.
Is any member of the committee aware at any time has any administration since division budget was undertaken has failed to deliver to each of the organizations in this list no needs the amount that was specified in the appropriation? Is there some new development that?
No, but in prior years there was a line item. There was a line item that specifically said that this cultural organization was going to get this amount of dollars, and there was no chance on earth that they weren't going to get that amount. And the way that the budgets have been, the way we've been told that the budgets could be handled now, there is that chance, and we don't want anyone, we don't want to take that risk.
I would submit that there is no risk.
Right, I understand, and I can't speak historically, personally. I've only been on the last couple of years.
I can't address.
And but it is also what is in line with taking donations out, because the discussion we've even had about putting it over with the foundation where all donations are going. So it also falls in line with that, but this is these donations are a little different. So
if it helps with me at all, I would be the first to agree it's not an operations. Operations expenses are transferred. So I don't think your DCS checks from the school to that, which is more work.
Right.
I can also assure you it's not going to be a change in distribution, but a way for us to set out of that.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to strike. Really line 125 and a half. Strike donations and $82,680 and adjust the totals accordingly. Linda, you may repeat that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a motion on the floor.
Sorry,
second.
Sorry.
Was your point for 745 or 86?
Right, I was just getting ready, once we got through this, I was gonna just make a statement that the totals are different, but that's something that we can discuss in...
Which amount is correct?
I believe it's 74 something, which is going off of last year. There's been other additions, and there's also been a subtraction based off of the most recent or budget organization or chart by budgets, and there's an organization that's not in there, and so I just think that can be hashed out in when that bill is discussed. So for now, this is the total.
So it could be set with the change.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. I mean, this needs to come out is the bottom line for this bill, but then whatever happens on the other bill happens.
Can I propose an amendment to the amendment? Page 4, strike lines 122 through 152, and renumber accordingly.
Yeah, there's an amendment to the amendment, I'll second.
It's almost like I was at a distance point before the other one was completed. I'm not sure if that's correct.
Okay, so motion second to the amendment. All
say yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Okay, now, could you, has everybody copied them, or do you need it repeated? As well. Okay, repeat the motion as it is now. Well, it's kind of, yeah, but I can, well, we voted on the.
The amendment to the amendment is to strike this out, and then my amendment is to strike it out, and the line item, and the number, and adjust all of those part of it.
I was like, can you repeat that? I was like, wait a minute, no, we'll show you. Okay, discussion, Congressman Paul.
I understand this part, and here, do we need to specify which line item that comes from? It's all tribal.
It's all tribal.
So we need to specify the 8268 that comes from, cover the bottom part, we need to specify the line item that comes from the top part. Example, 105, 105, 105.
Would that just be, require some?
Or is that unnecessary?
Will that just be some, require maybe some follow-up with Trey on the, I mean, she did say adjust totals accordingly, but.
Do you want an amendment to the amendment to the amendment? Because we have that.
Right.
You don't need that.
You know what comes out.
Yeah, last, I had somebody speaking to me, they told me to amend this one, I asked.
It's just striking out the dollar amount for the donations, and then the wording for the, you know, the donation. So, his question is, should it be, should we?
Do you want us to place the amendment that it's coming out of tribal dollars?
I believe that's.
She said adjust totals accordingly, so as long as you know it's tribal, we should be good, although just do a follow-up on this. Okay, so, everybody ready? All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, so that's so far with what we had come up with. The budget analyst has stated that he doesn't have. This is not the full amendment?
Okay.
No, you should have a second. No, we voted on the amendment, and then I said, okay, if everybody's ready, and that's when he asked how it was, so that would be the amendment as a merit. And then we just now said yes again, and then that's it. Okay, so, the last statement I'll make is, according to us going over this for the, since last week, and the work that the budget analyst has done, he hasn't identified any other major, I mean, you're welcome to cut more, but there hasn't been any specifics identified, so. Congressman Buffalo?
Motion to report out OCA 1694, committee substitute to Congress with the pass. As amended.
Okay, motion. Okay, so, there's a motion to report out, I'm waiting for a second.
Second.
Okay, second discussion. Congresswoman Whitmore?
I have a name to spill.
Okay.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitmore?
Page two, line 52, after the word stated period. Insert. All funds appropriated. Herein shall only be expended as authorized by this enactment for the purpose stated unless needed. Period.
Second.
Okay, motion taken, second, and discussion. Hearing.
I just think it's important that the preparations that we make in this body was appropriate or extended in the way that we can appropriate our law.
Congressman Paul?
Do you mean that would also be included in line items? Or just within that division?
I
bill, on the division bill.
With the...
It is a division bill.
It is a division bill, and we appropriate these funds right here.
Right.
And they are to be expended, authorized by this legislative act.
Is the intent of that additional language to, but to intend to place in law a legal prohibition against line item shifting in this division bill?
It is not a prohibition at all, it just is a statement of Congress that this is how we have appropriated the money, and that we, and that shall be expended and authorized by this legislation. That is it, it's just legislative statement of this body.
Okay, understand, thank you.
I know a lot of people were in the last committee, this was brought up, there were differences of opinion, but I believe Congresswoman Mike Warren, who did speak for the legal counsel committee, and he said what?
I believe the assistant chief said that this violates that it embraces more than one subject, but it doesn't. This is completely germane to this appropriation, has no additional direction to the appropriation, restriction, or limitation. It is purely geared at this appropriation. He says he sees no problem with this language in our visuals.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
I'm writing this down for you.
Is it your intent to add this dialogue on every appropriation?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, any more discussion? All those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Okay, roll call, please.
Congressman Stillman?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congresswoman Buckle?
Yeah.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
All right, so motion fails. Okay, next.
Sir, right here. Motion to report out ONCA 1694, committee substitute to Congress, book to be passed.
Motion made and second to report ONCA 1694, committee substitute as amended to Congress with the DPAS recommendation. All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Direction for adjournment, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.